SRN News. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. There are two new developments in the war against Iran this morning. Israel says it killed the head of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard's Navy. And Pakistan's top diplomat says U.S.-Iran indirect talks are taking place as Washington and Tehran offer opposing proposals. Meanwhile, President Trump this morning is warning that Iranian negotiators better get serious soon before it's too late. He continues to insist that Iran is begging the U.S. to make a deal ending the war. Hawaii is looking for help from the federal government after back-to-back storms caused major flood damage.
Residents in Hawaii are digging out from the worst flooding to hit the state in two decades after two storms about a week apart.
We're now in the recovery phase after this disaster.
Hawaii Governor Josh Green says damages could exceed $1 billion.
I've asked for the major disaster declaration from the president.
Hundreds of homes, several schools, and the Kula Hospital on Maui were flooded. National Weather Service forecaster Cole Evans says the ferocity of Monday's downpour took even meteorologists by surprise. As neighbors rally to clear muck out of damaged homes, aid groups are collecting donations to support households, farmers, and animals across the state. I'm Jennifer King.
Hundreds of TSA workers have quit after going weeks without paychecks from the federal government. TSA union head Everett Kelly says the airport screeners need to be paid.
More than 400 TSA officers have quit. 1,000 more are calling out because they cannot get gas for their automobile, cannot get to work because they cannot afford daycare, because they cannot keep the lights on at home. While they keep the lights on at our airports.
The budget impasse over Homeland Security funding has led to long lines at airport security checkpoints and travel disruptions. This is SRN News. The Human Rights Campaign is losing influence, as we hear now from SRN's Michael Harrington.
The leading LGBT pressure group in this country has long issued its Corporate Equality Index, ranking major businesses on how much they support the gay agenda. But since President Trump's election in 2024, a lot of corporations have refused to be ranked by the HRC. About 60% of companies that used to submit to the HRC's index no longer do so, including giants such as Walmart, McDonald's, and IBM. Michael Harrington reporting.
European Jews are reeling from yet another anti-Semitic attack. British police are treating the destruction this week of four ambulances belonging to a Jewish charity as a hate crime. No one was hurt, but the attack did damage the synagogue building. Several Jewish sites in Belgium and the Netherlands have been targeted this month, adding to the rise of anti-Semitism. This is SRN News. Correspondent Donna Warder reports on the winner of this year's World Food Prize.
The World Food Prize is an international award recognizing people who've significantly improved the quality and availability of food worldwide. And this year's winner is Netherlands food scientist Huub Lelieveld, who developed hygienic production methods used to manufacture food, making the process more efficient and less reliant on chemicals. The World Food Prize organization says those food processing safety standards are now used around the world, averting millions of cases of foodborne illnesses and reducing food waste. And Lelieveld has also advocated for trade regulations that allow safe food to get around the world more easily. I'm Donna Warder.
In a dramatic rescue, San Francisco fire crews saved a woman who had gone over a cliff and was stuck on the rocks with waves crashing below. More details at SRNnews.com.